one-hour church sermons every Sunday morning across the land. You know what? Attendance is down. And a friend of mine, he's a pastor, I was having coffee with him the other day, and he said, have you got any ideas how we can kick it up a little bit? And said, hey, I got one. Call it happy hour. That'll work. Pot smokers, they're everywhere. They're in Canada now, judging what is legal there. And it's been the biggest promotion, I think, that I've ever seen. I mean, this is the same government that outlawed all kinds of cigarette smoking. And if you walk into a place to buy a package of cigarettes, cigarettes are behind curtains. You can't see them. You have to ask for them. And they look around kind of like they're selling you some terrible thing, right? And now you've got pot shops that have everything in open display. Kids walk by, look at the window, and there it is. And people are smoking on television. Every newspaper you pick up, there's a big cloud of smoke coming out of somebody's mouth, and there's just no consistency here. Actually, there is. Dumb comes through, doesn't it? Dumb is forever. Now you've got the group of people, they say it's upwards to 10,000 people now in this caravan, so-called, coming through Mexico up the United States, and the president, he's saying and doing some good things, so hopefully it'll have a very strong ending. But what I really marvel at is that Mexico, they're in your country now. Why don't you keep them? You want all your people to go into the United States. Now people are in your country. Why don't you have a love fest? Hug them, keep them, feed them, pay for them. Oh, you can't do that because you sent your people up to another country. Hey, well. It is official. The CSSA is having their AGM in Kelowna, British Columbia. A lot of letters. AGM, Annual General Meeting, CSSA, Canadian Shooting Sports Association. They are the Canadian equivalent to the NRA. They're a very large organization. And I attend. I'm a member, of course, and I attend their conferences and their AGMs every year, or try to. Last year, I was a keynote speaker, and I do the auction, the charity auction that they have. And most of them have been down east. And I've been pushing them to come to Kelowna, British Columbia, where I have a residence and an office. And this show that you're looking at right this second is being shot in Kelowna, British Columbia. And so now they've agreed to bring it here. My date hasn't been set yet, but typically it's in March or April. Boomity, boomity, boom, boom. Lots of guns will be shot because there's a lot of gun people in Kelowna. Ontario, they have the Progressive Conservative Party. I wish they'd change that name. Progressive Conservative. It says left and that says right. It's like a virgin hooker. Kind of stupid talk. But in any event, that's what they call themselves. I do think they're more conservative than progressive. And now they've tabled a bill that says, hey, if you're a terrorist and you come back to Canada because, you know, you're trying to dry out from all the excitement, right? You can no longer drive. You can't have a driver's license and you can't have benefits and so on. Contrary to what the federal government is doing. Federal government brings them back. They embrace and they feed them and clothe them. They probably buy them new ammo and send them back. I mean, it's pretty corrupt, okay? So at least when guys are leaving now to fight for the ISIS and coming back, they're not welcome with open arms in Ontario. That's a big thing. That's a very, very good thing. Federal government in Canada needs good government. I mean, these guys are just so out of control. They're writing off more than $6 billion in loans to businesses and students, okay? Loans that never should have been made in the first place. Billions of dollars. $6 billion. That's just this week, right? What did they do last week, and what are they going to do next week? Yeah, it's bad, bad, bad. They doubt they'll ever recover it, so they're writing it off. So, if you want to get ahead in the world, you call the point of mistake, borrow some money, and tell them, you might as well put it right on your application form. I'm never going to pay you back because I'm a left wing wacko. You all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.